Jamie Kowalki, Risk Manager with Paragon Ag Advisors.
Jamie, what's the latest on the Argentine soybean crop? We've seen the market respond to some struggles there, but what is happening now?
We have seen the Buenos Aires Grain Exchange and the Rosario Exchange give out new estimates this week. Buenos Aires predicts the bean crop now at 42 million metric tons and the corn crop at 34 million metric tons. The Rosario Exchange is at 40 for beans, 32 for corn. USDA is at 47 for beans and 36 for corn. So we're looking for more adjustments to come down the road from the USDA to kind of play catch up there with the private estimators out of Argentina. But the market looks like it has slowed down a little bit. That was not a real big market mover when it came out yesterday. We did see a little bit of a bounce again today, but we're still stuck in the same trading range. I think we need fresh news, and that news being let's get into harvest and see what happens and prove the yields aren't there.
So the struggles in South America, that's sort of been built into the market at this point.
That is correct. Most of it has been built in. There is some rain moving through there this week and in parts of Argentina that could benefit maybe a third, up to a third of the bean crop that was planted really late. That's in the market too as well, but I think we got to get the combines rolling, and let's see how bad this thing actually is before we blow up and, you know, start talking $11 beans or not.
Regardless of source, it's clear that that Argentine soybean crop is getting smaller, but when you look at the different forecasts, when you compare those that are on the ground in South America to, say, USDA's data, who do you think has the leg to stand on, I guess?
Probably neither one. The most accurate number probably is there somewhere in the middle, and that's why I think we need to see, you know, more facts. Let's see the yields from the combines. It's, everybody knows it's awfully hard just to, you know, get, you know, 90-100% accurate right now. But we're probably somewhere in the low 40s for the bean crop. That looks to be in the market. And see how that plays out here the next 30, 45 days.
So a month from now, weather permitting, the bulk of corn planting should be ongoing in the U.S. So do you think the market, for the most part, just treads water until some potentially new news, like you talked about with planting, could spark something?
That is correct. We got the big report coming up 2 weeks from yesterday. The last Friday is usually, or the last day of the month is usually when they do it, but this year it is Good Friday, so 2 weeks from yesterday. So we're going to be trading here, I think, range-bound probably until then, maybe see some more fund liquidation just to maybe lighten up a little bit. I could see December corn pulling back, you know, 398, 399, maybe stalling out in there. But the key is going to be, I think, if there is going to be a mover here with the corn again, do we get, you know, 88, 89 or not on the acreage estimates? That's probably bullish. And also, too, what's going to happen with this export pace? We had the third largest number last week on exports that we've ever seen. China's buying corn, and so we need the number to, you know, stay hot and heavy. Or I agree with you, we're going to see maybe a sideways to lower pattern.
Do you think it's a foregone conclusion that there will be more soybean acres planted compared to corn this year?
Yes, I do. Our numbers here in-house are 91.5 for beans. There are some numbers that I've gone all the way to 93 that I've seen from private firms. But this bean market has, you know, got everybody, I think, kind of caught, you know, both ways. We can lock in some profits, get margin calls as we keep on going higher, and it's so frustrating because it seems like all the news is factored in. But yeah, I think we do see the 91 million mark pretty easily.
I know you pay attention to weather models, so what's your feeling as of now as far as what the weather's going to be like for planting here as we move into April?
It looks beneficial. The stuff that I've seen here this week looks very good for the Central Plains. We're going to stay very dry down south. I think that's bearish for beans. A lot of this wheat that's going to be abandoned south of I-70, even in the Panhandle area, I think goes to beans eventually. But I haven't seen nothing too drastic at all weather-wise that, you know, we're going to get washed out or anything like that yet for planting season.
Any outside market influences we should be paying attention to right now?
I still like watching the currency market, especially obviously the U.S. dollar. Can we keep that, you know, below 90 or not? The economy seems to be improving. Unemployment, you know, darn near record lows. It looks like even some of the broader indicators too are awfully bullish right now. And you know how all that affects the currency market with the dollar. Exports are so key right now, especially with all this talk of tariffs. NAFTA just don't really need another outside influence to have this dollar blow up and slow the export pace down.
I would imagine farmers have been taking advantage of this rally, and maybe that has started to slow down. What would your best advice be? Would it be to wait until we see something combustible in the spring, or what's a good plan?
Here in-house, we've been pretty aggressive in the soybean market. We've got some guys that are a third sold of their insured bushels right now, and average around 1020, 1025 on that mark. And if you haven't sold any beans, you know, we would take advantage of this. Several different strategies, HTAs, sell futures, you know, option strategies there as well. But we've been a lot more aggressive there. Corn, not so much. We've got some guys that are 10% sold with their insured bushels, but we're still thinking you can see, you know, 413, 418 is kind of our window to get up around 20% sold there yet sometime this spring.
I know it all depends on the individual farmer's cost of inputs and everything, but when you compare locking in a soybean price right now to, say, a year ago, I'm assuming, Jamie, that things are looking to be a little bit more profitable when you go back and compare things to 2017, maybe even 2016.
That is correct, especially if you're just looking strictly at the flat price, the futures price. Now, some guys are taking a beating right now, you know, selling the basis that is very, very wide, as, you know, commercials are assuming that we're going to see big acres and probably, you know, unless a disaster happens in August, you know, for high 40s on the yields again. And so the basis levels aren't all that bullish right now by any means, but the flat price has helped out drastically.
Anything else you want to make sure we touch on today?
Not really. I expect kind of a range-bound sloppy trade here in the corn until we kind of get into the end of the month with the acreage estimates there. The beans, I would keep stair-stepping into sales there, and HTAs, I think, are the best way to go here short-term.
How can our listeners get in touch with you, Jamie?
Just give me a call anytime at 75-338-4111.